Father, I truly do thank you for what you've already started here this evening. I thank you for the people who came out, traveled far to came out, Father God, just to sit in your presence. I thank you for those who are watching through the live streaming. And Father God, I just ask that every blessing of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob be poured out upon everybody. And whatever the need is, Father God, I know that you're going to meet it this night. Father God, there's many that have many, many needs. And you said you're the God of miracles right now in this season. And so I'm believing that tonight is going to start the miracles, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, God told me the other day that 2021 is the year of the warrior. So that's what our newsletter is going to be headed. And I just think that's a neat title, the year of the warrior. I know that God has trained us up to be a warrior, and I know that he's going to be with us and that we learned from boot camp, and we're ready to go forth and just defeat the enemy on every side. Thank everybody for all the gifts that we're handing out tonight, and thank you for all your joy. You know, your joy just bubbles over into other people, and it really helps when you're having a really hard time. Amen. So this is what God has to say to us tonight, New Year 2021. My children, in a few hours, you will be entering into the promised land. You will have crossed Jordan, and you stated that you are more than willing to fight the giants in the promised land. You have stated that I have every bit of you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Now, these are the covenants you made with God through the year, right? You have made a covenant with me that you shall walk in perfect peace, no matter how strong the storm. I have heard every word that you speak in your private times, and I have bottled up the tears when you thought you could not go on any longer. Father, we thank you, we praise you. Father God, whoever you're touching right now, complete the works. Bring them forth, Father. Bring them forth. We thank you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father. God said, I have heard every word that you speak in your private times, and I have bottled up the tears when you thought you could not go on any longer. I have made a promise to you that I intend to keep, and you shall walk the extra mile with me with great signs, wonders, and miracles following you wherever you go. Oh, we have laughed together and we have cried together, and there were times when we even played together. We are one, you and I, and we shall remain one throughout eternity. Children, be loved this night. Children, be loved this night. And never once believe otherwise. We two are one, and we are going to continue on this journey, and all that I have spoken shall surely come to pass. Stretch out your arms this night and receive 2021 in all of its abundance. Dance as David danced and never once stop dancing. As you continue to dance, you will be dancing on the enemy's head. You will smash him deep into the ground, never to see or hear him ever again. God said, soon this night you will enter into a time of great rejoicing like never before. You will find yourself laughing in the face of the enemy over and over again. For my joy, that joy unspeakable is deep within each of you, whether you feel it or not, and every time the enemy comes your way, you will laugh him to derision, just as I do. For I have consumed you, and you are carrying my anointing that destroys every yoke. Are you hearing what God's saying to you tonight? In Psalm 2:4 says, he who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord has them in derision, and in supreme contempt he mocks them. God mocks them. In Psalms 37:13, the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that their own day of defeat is coming. In Psalm 59:8, but you, O Lord, will laugh at them in scorn. You will hold all the nations in derision. O my strength, I will watch and give heed to you and sing praises. For God is my defense, my protector and high tower. My God, in his mercy and steadfast love, will meet me. God will let me look triumphantly on my enemies, those who lie in wait for me. I want you to remember those scriptures. Just don't hear them tonight and then forget about them. Because God truly is laughing at our enemies. And he truly has already won the battle for us. God said, each one of you listening to my voice tonight is a warrior of the Most High. And you should go forth and continue to clear the path for the second coming of my son, Jesus of Nazareth. Each one of you listening to my voice tonight is a warrior of the Most High. And you shall go forth and continue to clear the path for the second coming of my son, Jesus of Nazareth. He said, each one of you, just not one or two of you, but every one of us sitting in here and listening or through the streaming, you are a warrior of the Most High God, and the enemy is under your feet. Always remember that. No matter what's going on in your life, always remind the devil that he's under your feet, and you are the head and not the tail. God said, you will be an example of what a true, fearless warrior of God looks and acts like. Do you hear what he's saying? You will be an example of what a true, fearless warrior of God looks and acts like. You will destroy the works of darkness on all sides. And most of all, you will be carriers of my agape love that the world so desperately needs to know about. Let's read that statement again. You will be an example of what a true, fearless warrior of God looks and acts like. You will destroy the works of darkness on all sides, and most of all, you will be carriers of my agape love. God has worked really super hard at getting us to carry his love, to make us love vessels. He's taught us over and over and over again. So I thought, can we learn any more about his love? But every time he taught us more about his love. And we surely are love vessels of God. And we need to carry that love to a lost and dying world. Do you know how many are out there tonight, hopeless and destitute? They're walking the streets, you know, and some in jail. They need to know that God loves them. And the only way they're going to know that is through you. You have to show them that love, and you have to carry that love. Then God said, warriors, arise and go forth under the banner of the Most High God. God is calling each one of you in here tonight to arise as a warrior, no longer a defeated child of God, but as a warrior, truly dressed in his armor, going forth in the magnitude that he's called us forth to go into. He no longer wants you to stand idly by while the enemy is destroying souls. We need to be out there on the streets, on the highway, wherever we have to be. And we have to be showing the love of God to the people around about us. I was reading something today where it says, where God spoke, and he said, there is, and the word tells you that too, there are some you will never win to Christ. There are just some people that just are not going to make it. And he's saying those, we just have to shake the dust off the feet and move on. But I wouldn't be so quick to do that when God really says, you know, move on. They're not mine. They're not going to change. They're going to stay the way they are. I would keep loving them, keep nourishing them until God says enough is enough. And God's word says that he knows who are his, right? And I don't know about you, but many times God said, they are not mine. You know, and you can feel he just does not want anything to do with them. He said, they are not mine. It's sad when God shows you someone like that and you can't change them. You can't change anybody. Only the Holy Spirit can. Aaron, are you tied up? Untie yourself and come here, please. I wanted to, at this point, you know, there's many watching, you know, over the live streaming, and even people sitting in the house of God tonight who think that they've done things so bad that there's no way God can ever use them. Can you give a short testimony, not a sermon, of where you came from and where you're at today.
So the depth of God's love. So before I ever came to God, you know, again, I lived a completely wrecked life. I was very selfish. I was very addicted, very messed up. So I came to God, and he was just unconditional love on all sides completely. And, I saw him in people that the Holy Spirit filled. He would just love me and love me. But I got to a point in my life, I was about 28. I had totally given up on life. I thought I would never be anything. I gave up on every dream I ever had 5 years previous to that. So we're talking about 5 years beyond giving up on everything, thinking I'm nothing, thinking I'm, you know, just a waste of life. I came into a place that God's Spirit filled, and he started telling me, that's such a lie. That's such a lie. See who you really are. And, you know, and he tells us who we are, and he pours his love in us. And then, so we're like, okay, I realize it's not over. It's actually just beginning. God has something so great for me. And then you start walking with God, and then you mess up. And then all the shame, guilt, and condemnation of messing up, that hits you, that fills you. And then you're like, well, I had nothing. God gave me everything, and then I messed it up again. And then look at me. Look at what I did. Look at how I ruined my life. And God's like, no, you're so much more than that. You don't understand how much I love you. Get back up. So, you know, I've gone through cycles, and it's a pruning process, and it's making dumb decisions, all these things. But the love of God is, I'm still grasping it, but it's so rich and so amazing. But God, he wants to rescue all of us, and he wants to show us who we really are, because he sees how we've just gotten really messed up by the enemy to hate ourselves. You know, that's something I came out of too, just strong self-hatred, worthlessness, all these things. They're all lies. And all those things can be overcome by God's love and his grace and his goodness.
All right, you stand right there. All right, don't move. So you saw Aaron up here working with me at the altar and opening up and everything. And how long you been here, Aaron?
It's coming up on 5 years.
5 years?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Well, anyhow, it's taken God 5 years to get into this spot. But he's a mighty man of valor, and he is honest with where he's at and what's going on in his life. And his story, I like to hear his story and Adam's story, because they just compile everything, because they were into everything. And then from where messed up to where God has taken them now, both of them are in their leadership positions. Both of them are really working for God. And now I wanted you to hear his story, because some of you sitting in here tonight or listening feel like there's no way God could ever use you. You're just going too far, but that is not true. God can use anybody, anybody. Alan, can you give us a short testimony of where you were and where you're at today? Yes, Alan Farkas.
Short testimony is going to be difficult, but okay.
You can do it. I'll stop you.
So I think it's been over 10 years that I've been coming. It took him 5, took me 10. When I first walked through the doors, I was probably as hard as you could be, because pain left inside of you turns you hard. And I would, if it wasn't for my daughter, God was very wise. I would walk into situations, like they say, where angels fear to tread at the blink of an eye. There's really nothing that could get to me. And God slowly peeled layer after layer of pain and trauma and worthlessness and condemnation away. It happens to all of us every service. But he took all this away, until finally I truly believed his love. And that changes everything. That changed everything for me. Plus, I really liked having an enemy that I knew that I could fight. I enjoyed that. before, when you don't know that you're in a war, you don't know why all this stuff is coming at you. Once you find out, you can fight. That's a different story. I enjoy a fight. But the love of God, once every bit is, every layer that we've has calloused our heart is taken away, and you can feel the love of God, and that's when God can begin to work.
And not until then.
Not until then. That, and once you truly believe everything he says, so that you know the lies that the enemy tries to put into your head, those two things. And the enemy's lost, and God's gained a warrior.
And his time is up. Take his microphone if his time is up, because he'll keep on. I just wanted to just give you a couple testimonies, because God told me to do this, but just to let you see that everybody in here has been in a bad place. They didn't start out good. And through the love of God, he just slowly but surely just brings you, you know, from glory to glory to glory until you are all that God has called you to be. And I'll say this before we start. This is what God said when we first started. My children, in a few hours, you will be entering into the promised land. You will have crossed Jordan, and you stated that you are more than willing to fight the giants in the promised land. You have stated that I have every bit of you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. You have made a covenant with me that you shall walk in perfect peace no matter how strong the storm. So this is what we've been learning for a year or more. And God says we finally come to this place where we're in the promised land. And now we are the warriors that God has called us forth to be. And then he goes on to, at the end, he said, you will be an example of what a true fearless warrior of God looks and acts like. You will destroy the works of darkness on all sides. And most of all, you will be carriers of my agape love that the world so desperately needs to know about. So I don't care where you're at in your walk with God tonight. You're on a new page. And God is starting a new life for you in the new 2021, and he has promised us an abundance of blessings in this year. And you watch little Isaiah. That's what his daddy used to do in church. His daddy preached and everything, and then all of a sudden one day the devil got a hold of him. He sang in church, he preached in church, he danced in church. It's just another example of him. And he's backslidden right now, but you know, God's told me I'm going to bring him back. So if one of your children are backslid, keep trusting God. No matter how mad you get at them, keep trusting God, knowing that God is well able to bring us through.